dobry. Chciałabym wszystkich serdecznie przywitać na prezentacji wyników finansowych za pierwszy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the presentation of results of BZWBK Group for the first half of 2018. I'm here with Michał Gajewski, President of the Management Board, Maciej Reluga, the CFO, Carlos Pojano, Financial Controller, and Wojciech Skalski from the Finance Management Division. Mr. President, the floor is yours. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today we'll be presenting our results after the first half of this year. As I've said, together with Maciej, during the previous presentation, it's a special year for our bank because apart from our standard operations, we're also running strategic projects that are very important for the future of our institution. The key project is the merger of the demerged part of Deutsche Bank with BZWBK. Another key project is rebranding. I will be talking about it in more detail later in the presentation. Let's move to the slides. I will start from slide number 4, where we showing our balance sheet highlights. We have a loan growth by 9%. We outperformed the market. In terms of deposits, we have a growth of 12%. Customer funds also 12% growth. Assets 168.5 billion, an increase of 12%. Together with SCB, our customer base contains 6.5 million customers. Solely at BZWBK, it's 4.5 million. We have over 2 million active digital customers, those with access to our online mobile platforms, amount to 3.5 million, over 3.5 million. We maintain over 4 million individual accounts compared quarter over quarter. We have 52,000 more individual accounts. I will now talk about particular business lines. Let me start with retail, our flagship product, Konto Jakie Chcę, account as I want it. We have 750,000 of those. We have 400,000, including 4,000 new accounts, new customers, and almost 300,000 converted accounts. We see a very dynamic growth in retail, both in terms of cash and mortgage loans. 17% increase in mortgage loans. We have managed to sell 3.2 billion worth of mortgage loans since the beginning of the year. In cash loans, we have observed a 16% increase since the beginning of the year. We have managed to sell 2.5 billion worth of cash loans. We have recorded a growth in retail deposit, now with a total of 63 billion since the beginning of the year. We have managed to acquire 3.5 billion more. We are testing a blockchain-based solution. It's called Santander Pay. I mentioned it during our previous meeting. Those are instant transferred for now only to the UK.
Since the beginning of the year, we also introduced a new payment option, that is Apple Pay. There are a few payment methods that are made available to our customers. All of them are available to our customers. We want to be a first choice payment by bank for retail customers. Well, due to the conditions of the confidentiality agreement with Apple, I can't release the details of how many transactions were carried out through Apple Pay, but 30% of all payments with mobile cards were made by Apple Pay users. We have over 1.18 million active digital customer users. We have a 23% increase year on year. In terms of transactions, mobile transactions, we have a growth of 74%, and only in the second quarter, 9.5 million transactions were carried out in mobile banking. So we see a clear switch of preferences of our customers. Now, loan applications can be filled in together with an online advisors. We sole traders can now apply for a loan in their individual online account. Some options were added to the BLIK payments, so we're still investing in those tech solutions. SME, very important business line where we're observing very dynamic growth both on the deposit and the loan side. The net interest income were 12% higher year on year, and what is especially important is the fees, and that the fee income, the credit fees were 17% higher year on year. Here we're also launching new solutions for our customer, more innovative solutions. They can also use our instant transfer contact with our remote advisor, or use the split payment account purely online. Corporate banking, very good dynamics, 14% increase. As you can see, we're concentrating here on strategic sectors, food and agri, automotive, transport and logistics, and retail trade. And in that area, we recorded a 19% income growth. We're also extending our deposit base by 20% year on year. We're investing in new tech solutions, external banking. You can check your balance online, face ID, e-signature, OnePay for FX. Should be highlighted, we've also launched some robots, for example, for collateral opening, letters of credit. So we're automating and digitalizing this area as well as the other ones. Let's move to slide 9, where I'll be talking about those large strategic projects, just to give you a short update when it comes to Deutsche Bank. In May, the general meeting of shareholders approved the management board request and that of the supervisory board on the merging part of business of Deutsche Bank and increasing share capital of WBK. On the 17th of July, we got the final consent of the regulator, the financial regulator KNF. They ran a very thorough analysis of our request and the whole transaction, because the operational and the legal merger will be run simultaneously over 1 week, and that's the first time it's ever done on the market. So the regulator wanted to check whether our models work as they should be and whether we're well prepared to go ahead with the merger. In the fourth quarter, as we said before, the merger will be completed. So within a year from starting the transaction, this transaction will be closed. Rebranding, very important. We're continuing. We're not only changing, we're continuing with the tradition of Santander Group. As I said, we're continuing our digital transformation, our business model transformation. We're changing the way we operate. The whole retail division is operating in the agile methodology. And we see some significant benefits, both in terms of work efficiency, but also the speed of providing solutions for our customers. By the end of the year, we want, in terms of products and technology, we want to migrate all of the segments into the agile mode. Mortgage bank, the works are advanced. We filed the relevant request in March. We're now selecting the providers of tech solutions. In terms of rebranding, we have all the required consents from the shareholders and from the regulator. We're planning to rebrand in autumn, so before the merger with Deutsche Bank. We're working on system changes, signage for the branch network, our online platforms, and also, of course, we're preparing a marketing campaign. I want to stress that we're talking about continuation. We're not changing to a different bank. We're taking all the good things that we have developed in BZWBK and moving to a different colors. And we want to be associated with traditions of Santander Group and international group, with technological solutions and innovative approach to customer service. In autumn, during our next press conference, I'll be able to give you more details about that particular project. Let's move to slide number 11. Those are our results. Gross loans, an increase of 9%. Fee income up by 8%. Operating income, that's over 2 million. This is much better than what we had with when we included our transaction with Visa in the second quarter of 2016, and we exceeded that level now. The net result is 1,074,000,000. Here I always tell you about our taxes. We have banking tax 353 million plus sorry, that was this corporate income tax, and then we have 218.5 million of banking tax. Slide number 18, strong capital position of our bank, those Tier 1, 15.63 and TCR 17.78. It's worth mentioning, mid-June we got an official approval to allocate over 1 billion of F-series bonds to Tier 2. You probably remember that the European Bank of Development and Restructuring bought 150 million of those bonds. We have very good return of equity, 11.3%. We have a very robust liquidity position. We're now building excess liquidity prior to the merger with Deutsche Bank. Our ambition is to be the best bank for our customers that generates strong returns for our shareholders. That's why always our dividend policy, within our dividend policy, we always paid attention to payout dividend. You probably remember from our last meeting that the KNF agreed for us to pay out the retained profit for 2016. So on the 14th of June, we paid out dividend of 3.1 zlot per share of non-distributed profit for 2016. And the general meeting of shareholders decided to allocate half of the net profit for 2017 to the reserve capital. The remaining half will not be distributed. Our intention over the following years is, of course, to maximize return for our shareholders. We think that we will be able to pay out more following the migration or integration with the integration with Deutsche Bank. Let me hand over to Maciej Reluga, the CFO.
Dziękuję.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Before we proceed to the details of our results and the balance sheet, I would like to comment on the macroeconomic environment, which, as we know, is favorable when it comes to the GDP growth and factors, the condition of customers, both in terms of individual customers and corporates. But this is happening when the inflation is moderate, which may potentially cause a slowdown in terms of the adjustment of the monetary policy. In terms of the GDP, well, we have been talking together with our team recently, and we reminded our report from 2 years ago about the economy that is going 4x4. And now when we are looking at that, there is a chance that there will be a fifth quarter with the initial five. And every quarter, we are saying that there will be a slowdown expected, but, you know, the slowdown is not coming. The slowdown is just like the horizon. There is another quarter passing by, and we again have a five. So the situation is quite good, despite the fact that worldwide, there are many threats, Brexit, trade wars, geopolitics, but Poland does not seem to take notice of that, and it is developing at a very fast pace. On one hand, we have a consumption increase at 5%, which could be even higher, taking into consideration the profits. And the labor market is doing fine as well. When it comes to the structure, it may be one of the reasons for a slowdown because there are not enough employees in the market. Also, the wage pressure is growing in the economy. It may increase even faster, which may also translate into some inflation factors. When it comes to the interest rates, We assume one hike at the very end of 2019. I am fully aware of the ECB communique saying that the interest rates will remain unchanged. But when it comes to the factors that may influence the change of the vision of the ECB, well, it is that the pace of the remuneration may not stabilize. If the European Central Bank changed their policy and there is normalization in 2019, this will be a significant factor for the National Bank of Poland. So for 2019, we assume no hikes in the interest rates. And if there is no hike at the end of the year 2019, nothing bad will happen. For 2020, we assume another 50 bps of a hike. Of course, there is a big question mark in the form of investment. And it is very interesting because if last year somebody said that GDP would be growing at 5% with moderate investment growth, I don't think that many people would believe that. But the acceleration in investment will be observed, I think. And there is positive spillover from the governmental investment and the public sector to the private sector. I think it will be observed. So we assume that the investment will grow at even over 5% this year. Of course, this there may not necessarily be acceleration in GDP growth, so that for this year, we assume a very solid growth in GDP, close to 5%. In the second part of the year, this will be slightly lower. When it comes to the situation in the banking sector, we have fresh data from June. We have only the data concerning the volumes and not the rates, but on the basis of the May data, I think that there are some interesting trends visible. One general comment is that we can say that the deposits and credit grow at a pace similar to the nominal GDP growth. There is some acceleration possible for corporate loans in the subsequent part of the year, and this will be related to a revival in the private investment. As Michał said, in the most business lines, in main business lines, we outperform the market. On the deposit side, we have an acceleration both in terms of households and corporate. The growth is at some 6%. And the May data concerning the rates show that there is a change in the trend in the market. In May, on the deposit side, if we look at new funds and acquisition of new funds, the rates increased for households by 6 points. In 3 months, in 16 points. The competition is on the rise, especially within companies, and there is some pressure on the margin observed. Plus, what is happening in our situation, and we will be talking about that in detail in a while, this all has its consequences. Of course, these effects are temporary, because we are building up our liquidity, but this was already visible in the second quarter. I am curious to see the June data, and I'm curious whether the trend continues or it has stabilized. So this is all when it comes to the introduction on the macroeconomic side. And now the credits. So, more details about credits. Slide 18. We are growing 9% year on year. Also, quarter to quarter, it is a 5% growth. Individual customers, 8%, 10% in business customers. In individual customers, we see a mortgage growth 16% year on year, excluding Swiss franc loans, which decreased 8% year on year. It is worth underlining that retail loans can sent under a consumer bank grow very dynamically, and individual loans, excluding mortgages, grow at 16%. This shows that this business line is growing in a very nice pace. Customer funds, there is a growth of deposits of 12% year on year, 7% quarter to quarter on quarter, and here we see a dynamic growth, especially in the second quarter, in terms of term deposits. We are building up our liquidity for the fourth quarter when the merger with Deutsche Bank will be conducted. Funds under management. This quarter was slightly weaker because of the market conditions. But comparing it year to year, this is an increase of 10% of funds under management. So the customer funds achieved together 140 million zlots, and deposits grow both in terms of retail and corporate. In retail, 8%, corporate, 17%. Net interest income and net interest margin. So net interest income up by 9% year on year to the level of 2.8 billion zlots. And if we compare that, if we compare income to costs, interest costs, income grow by 7.7% and cost 2.4%. This net interest margin was lower by 18 bps, and this stems from building up our liquidity. Also, this excess is invested in liquid assets, which are less profitable. Their average yield is lower than in the case of others, but I must underline that we are getting prepared for the last quarter and to substitute the liquidity of Deutsche with ours. Net fees. This was a very good six-month period. The second quarter was also very good for our bank. We have 1,045 million zlots here. Net fees in the credit area has grown very nicely, especially in the corporate part. Year on year, it is almost by 42%. FX fees 16% up year on year. And customers make more transactions via our systems. The turnover is on the rise, and all this is result of our focus on these corporate customers who conduct foreign business, international business. Also, the income in the iBusiness and payments grow by 5.6% year on year. The base of the issued credit cards is also on the rise. The cards are active. The fees for that is on the rise by 9%. Card issue is on the rise, and the result from fees is 4.4 up year on year. The portfolio of this cards is 7.7 million zlots, including 800,000 credit cards. Income, slide number 22. Here you can see an increase by 10% year on year. In the quarter itself, up by 8%. And we need to underline the fact that this is another quarter where we have 2 billion, this time 2,161,000,000 of total income. And I must emphasize that this is a very good quarter, and it is record high as compared to 2016, to the second quarter of 2016, when we had Visa transaction. And now costs, presented by Maciej. Now several slides, and then we'll go to questions. When it comes to operating costs, as we said, they are influenced by the key projects that we are conducting. We have the merged business of Deutsche Bank, which is planned for the fourth quarter. Here, I think that nothing has changed when it comes to the estimated cost for 3 years that we presented during the investor presentation when we announced the merger. Then we talked about 250 million zlotys, and today we can see that the split of these costs into 3 years will be slightly different than we had been talking about. Out of these 255, we may assume that some 100 million will be earmarked in 2018, then 100 in 2019, and then the rest in the subsequent years. The second cost element, staff costs, here we can see an increase by 2% year on year. There we have an element that we are presenting on this slide, which is related to a remuneration adjustment in May. And this adjustment stemmed from great performance of the bank and the engagement of employees, and it also addressed the needs observed on the market. In the second quarter, the costs under this question are some 5 to 6 million zlots in 2 months. And now a couple of words concerning banking guarantee fund. As we said previously, in the second quarter, we had a resolution payment which turned out to be higher than what we got from BF Banking Guarantee Fund as the amount for this year, which is why the distribution of BFG costs between the quarters is totally different. We were talking about this in the previous quarter. Now, responding to the question from the internet, I may say that the estimated costs for the third and fourth quarter are some 25 to 30 million zlotys in the second half of 2018. Our cost base is fully controlled by us. Here nothing changes when it comes to efficiency, and we keep investing in future solutions and strategic projects, and unfortunately this has temporary effects, and due to this the costs are higher.
We have another question talking about costs, that I will answer that. We have one more online question. How much of the 60-70 million rebranding costs you indicate are included in the Q2 cost base? So not much of it. We're talking about less than 10%, so those costs will be concentrated in the later periods. Provisions, another slide. I said during previous meeting the risk charge of 80 basis points is what we should maintain without the NPL sales effect.
compared to the previous quarter, I think it's unchanged if we include the NPL sales in Q2. The risk charge does not change. The portfolio is stable. Additional corporate provisions, we have some single names. Nothing major is happening here. SCB provisions, 88 million, that's above what we saw in the previous quarters, but we must remember what triggered that. It is a low base effect. We talked about it during previous meeting, and they had NPL sales in 2017, but also changed their risk models, the parameters behind them. So the 88 million SCB, translates into a risk charge of 210 basis points, and that's something we saw in mid 2016, so it shouldn't come as a surprise. The next slide is about details of NPL sales. I'll again refer to our previous meeting. We have NPL sales with no impact on our P&L. It's because the price of sales is the previous sales is included in our risk models. So that's why now the impact of the sales is neutral. We would have to sell NPL portfolio at a higher price each time so that it has a visible impact on our P&L account. Banking tax. It's proportional to our asset base, slightly less than our asset base, slightly less because in our assets we have more liquid assets. It's more proportional to our loan base. Our assets, as you know, contain also government bonds that are exempt from the banking tax. That's all. When it comes to the cost, BFG, and the tax. So to sum up, this performance, the performance of the last 6 months has been very good, especially if we look at those of the temporary factors that impact the cost. There are some costs that are higher, but they will have a positive impact on our future operations. What we should highlight is the good net fees result, especially if we consider that the second quarter was more or less, it was more difficult for the capital markets, especially. Remember, in the first half of 2017, we had quite a significant transaction which so we had quite a significant increase in net fees then. We have a good trading income that is, let's say, normalizing after the weaker first quarter. And we knew that weaker performance was only temporary. Provisions are in line with our guidance. Our volumes are growing dynamically, they will have, of course, impact on our future results. That's all for now. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer.
Kamil Stolarski, PKO SA. In terms of building up liquidity, what is the gap that you need to bridge to be able for Deutsche in Q4? If you could state the amount. We can't specify, we can't say exactly for Q3. There's still some to be bridged. We wanted to bridge it in majority in Q2. Then the legal merger will be conducted. So we really wanted to do it in Q2, but we'll see the effect of it also in Q3. And in Q3, the effect on net interest margin will sort of disappear because liquid asset, we need them to pay off the parent and the liabilities in the Q4, and it will meet the excess liquidity on the asset size in DB with yield above what we're investing in those assets. So this is just temporary. But in Q3, it might still not be bridged completely. What will happen in terms of financing costs? I see the corporate deposits are growing faster, especially in terms of term deposits. Will you move more to detail? Will you focus more on the retail side? The cost of deposit starting from Q4, will it go down? I'm not sure if they will go down starting from Q4, but what happened on the financing cost side in 2017 shows you our strategy. So in the medium term, we are trying to optimize it, and the whole effect on the interest income. In net interest income, we see on the side on the interest revenues, we've got a growth of 17%. On the cost side, there is a change because the drops year on year in this quarter are substituted with an increase of 6%. So in the medium term, the deposits will bear a lower financing base. Will it happen in Q4? I think it's more likely to happen 2019. And now, corporate deposit versus household deposit. The strategy is more aligned with the market. If we look at what happened in the market in corporate segment, it happened across the segment. And higher funding costs, that was more visible on the household side. And that was visible in the retail offer. But I want to come back to what I said before, the moment when we need more liquidity is happens at the same time when the market is changing and those rates go up, so we had to adjust.
In order to understand that clearly, your term deposits grew from 22 to 25 billion, right, over the quarter. Is it that the customers, 3 billion customers, got a really big price? Well, a special offer of interest rate is for new funds that's come to the bank. We have a special offer for that. Okay, so if there are no questions, I got one question from the internet concerning SEB.
Level you expect to sustain in the rest of 2018 and 2019?
I think that, yeah, this will remain in place. I don't know whether it will be 210 exactly, but I think that we are talking about coming back to normality. If there are no NPL sales at a price which will turn out to be higher and influences the conditions, in normal conditions, yes, it will be maintained. Okay, so when it comes to the cost, out of this 100 million that you mentioned to be earmarked for the integration, how much has been spent? I think it will be 50-50 now and later. So now we are talking about some 50 million zlotys that has been already spent. And staff costs. I think that there was some release of a provision at 15.5 million zlotys, or 16.5. And I gather that there are no provisions to be released in the second half of the year, right? No, for the time being, not. The provisions are 16.5 million in the second quarter. And in other operating income, there was a release of provisions for disputes, 50 million zlotys. Yes, the second quarter was quite complicated in this respect because there were many issues that were coming in and going out. So this is reflected in other operating costs and other operating income. It does not net, but yeah, we are talking about raising and releasing provisions on disputes, but in such cases we are not commenting on that in detail. And these cases with customer office, UOKiK, that we read in newspapers, does it concern you? Are there any provisions topped up? Yes, it does concern us, but we cannot reveal any details about that. We didn't get any penalty, but some solutions worked out together with UOKiK are published on our website as well. And there you can see that we are talking about some compensation to our customers. This is related to the mode of informing our customers about some changes in the schedule of fees and charges, but there is no materiality that we can talk about in terms of the amounts. Are there any other questions? Maybe it is too early because it is July. I would like to ask about split payment. Do customers use that? Do you think that there will be some more volumes towards the end of the year? I think it's too quick to talk about it. Too early. Okay, NPL price. There was a message, a communication in press that NPL price decreased by 20-25%. Have you assumed that this decreased or the price is without change? We haven't commented on that up to now, any price in terms of transactions, so we will continue to do so. We will not comment on that right now. If there are no questions, thank you very much. I'm sorry. I'd like to make it clear concerning the internet question concerning Banking Guarantee Fund. To make it more precise, 25-30 of Banking Guarantee Premium is quarterly, not only in the second part of the year, it's quarterly. Thank you. Have nice holidays.